Now we're going to get into author brand and comparison authors. So the previous section on the sort of introductory level, that's not going to take very long. This bit could take a bit longer. And I suggest as we get into the meat of it, you're going to brainstorm as you go through, fill in the template, for example. But this is the thing that will get you to really think. Because branding is tough, and I do know this because, as I've written here, I've revisited mine many times over the years, particularly JF Penn. I think Joanna Penn and the Creative Penn has remained pretty stable over the last decade, in that I've always wanted to empower authors with information and I just share what I learn along the way. But JF Penn has been difficult for me. I still think that, and as we go through, I'll share with you, like, for each series, you almost have to revisit this again. So a book that I recommend here, Creating Your Author Brand by Christine Catherine Rush. I've also done an interview with Chris on this. This is great. It's a really good book specifically on author branding. Of course, there's tons of books on branding, but this is more specifically around the author brand. And I think you have to start somewhere. So when I started out, it was very much arcane. Stone of Fire was like Dan Brown. But over the years, I've revisited it and come up with other things that make up a JF Penn brand as such. It's really the promise to the reader and the sort of what you are going to provide with this brand. And you will need to upskill, to learn, to change over time, and that's okay. So I don't want to overwhelm you with this section. I want you to have a think about your own brand or brands or series and figure out what works for you, but also to know and understand that you will probably change things as you go forward. And that's fine too. So let's talk about Joanna Penn first. This is obviously a non-fiction brand. We're going to look at the feelings, the colours, the words. What impression do you leave with the customer? What impression do you want to give the customer? What promise do you give the reader or the visitor? And for me, for the Creative Penn, for Joanna Penn, this was always from the beginning. It was about empowerment. It was about positive thinking, independence, freedom, and lots of smiling. I mean, I hope you know that if I'm having a down day, I don't share it on the Creative Penn usually. I know I've had a few moments during, certainly during the pandemic stuff, when I've shared some difficulties, but generally I try and stay on the side of positivity and upbeat and empowerment and all of that kind of thing. So I use a sort of primary colours. I don't do pastels. So my colours are red and white and other brighter colours. I have a lot of primary colours in general, so sort of bold statements. Though obviously the website, the Creative Penn, the Creative Penn podcast. So those are some of my non-fiction words and feelings. So as we go through, I'm just going to share mine and hope that it gives you some ideas. So if you work with a graphic designer or any form of designer, you might be able to get a brand manual done. So this is an example of my brand work that my graphic designer, JD Smith Design, did. That's the lovely Jane. Now, we did this after the fact, but of course, you can get this done before you do anything so that you keep things consistent over time. Now, I definitely have not kept things consistent over time. If I had got a design palette done a bit like this with fonts and colours, then that might have helped. But we do have one now. So you can see here, it is very much a predominance of red, white and primary colours. And we also have some fonts. So these are potentially used in the brand management over time. Again, not entirely necessary at the beginning, but can help, especially if you're doing any licensing in the future. Let's get into comparison authors. Now, again, this is really useful to do beforehand or afterwards with a book. And one of the reasons I like doing a keynote or a PowerPoint is that obviously your business plan can be on a Word document or some kind of linear text. But if you use Keynote to do your plan, you can actually put in screenshots of book covers. So these are some of my comparison authors in the author space for Joanna Penn. You can see that generally nonfiction section covers are very text heavy. That it's very clear from the text what we are talking about. And these are some of the authors who I target. These are some of the books. And you can use these for cover ideas. You can use for ad targeting, which we'll get into later on in the marketing section. But very important to go into, obviously Amazon's easy, but Apple or Kobo or wherever you are doing your research, and get some covers, copy and paste the covers into something like this and have a look at them. What do they have in common? So it's quite interesting because it used to be when I started that the predominance of the white cover with text on was predominant, and now it has moved into a sort of background colour thing. I particularly like Adam Croft's there. It's very bold, the indie author mindset. David Cochran, Strangers to Superfans, also very clear. So you can get some different ideas from these. Obviously, I've been doing mine for over a decade, so I'm keeping with my own branding along the way. Then you're going to think about the categories and the subcategories that you sit in the various stores. Again, Amazon is very easy to do the research in. And these are pretty much where I sit for my nonfiction. You can, again, find these by going in to the store and finding the book and then having a look at where the books you are targeting are sitting, where you might fit. So obviously, my main thing is to fit under reference, writing, research and publishing guides, and then publishing and books, authorship. Pretty much all my books fit in that category. But there are some other places. So for example, reference, writing, research and publishing guides under nonfiction, publishing and books, editing, for example, all of those places are places I can fit, writing skills. Then under business and money, entrepreneurship and small business, marketing. Obviously, I have a book on marketing. I think I've also targeted entrepreneurship as well. And then Kindle books, business and money, business life and time management, personal success, motivation and self-improvement. There's also a creativity subcategory. There are lots of different places. So you need to do the research for your author brand. And it is very useful to do this periodically as well, because new categories appear over time. So let's get into JF Pen for my fiction. The feelings I want to give are escape, freedom, adventure, thrill, excitement, fast-paced. Again, I do use me smiling. I didn't used to. I used to have a sort of more brooding thing, and then I just thought, no way, this is about having fun. Escape is fun. So I'm changing my branding up to have more smiley picture. But it is much darker colours, and you can see there in the background sort of architecture feeling. And then my main website is JF Pen. I also have Books and Travel and the podcast Books and Travel. Again, mostly darker colour palette compared to the creative pen. Then I do also have a brand thing, but again, mainly for covers. And this is actually really good because if over time you do change designers, then having the fonts and the colours is really useful to make sure you get some consistency. Again, you can see this is by series and the different colours. The different series have different fonts, but my author name is mainly consistent. Certainly the font is consistent across the books. So different series will often have different looks and feels, but it's good to have some consistency. And if you are independently published, you can control that. One of the issues I see with traditionally published authors is that as they move publishers, the publishers want a different design, and it means that they're not very coherent, especially if they move in the middle of a series. But we have control over that. So then talking about comparison authors for JF Pen, for me, it differs by series. It can also differ by if you're looking at traditionally published authors versus indie or self-published authors. And you can refine these over time by testing them out with ads. So for example, you might decide, so let's say Stone of Fire, I'm like, yep, yeah, okay, the closest in the traditionally published world is Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code. That is the feeling that you get with the books. But actually what I have found is it's much better to do advertising against indie authors, and these are some of the authors I advertise against, several of whom are my friends. So David Wood, Kevin Tomlinson, Ernest Dempsey, and then also Christopher Cartwright and R.D. Shaw are some examples of books that I use in my targeting. And you can see from the pictures that, you know, they all have a sort of similar look about them. Then my Desecration, my London crime thriller series, is quite different. So I've got some different authors here, and again, a mix of traditionally published books and I think J.M. Dalgliesh, I'm not quite sure actually, these might all be traditionally published, but I am struggling as I record this, I'm struggling with getting my targeting with Desecration right. And perhaps we can even see from the covers here, I'm thinking of recovering the trilogy again to not have a figure on it. It seems quite common to not have a figure on these darker crime books. So we shall see. I'm still figuring this out, but this is because I'm doing my comparison author research a lot later than I should have done, especially for that series. That was a very experimental series. It's totally cross-genre and difficult to place. So I'm still working this out. And that's part of why doing these business plans is a good idea, because you can actually go, oh, do you know what? When I think about it, I can't figure out where this fits. And that tells you something in itself. So then again, where are the different categories and subcategories, which will differ by series? So for me, literature and fiction, action adventure is my main category for the arcane books. Also, I do often put it in travel, adventure, fiction, women's adventure, men's adventure. Also under thrillers, under conspiracy, so conspiracy thrillers, crime thrillers, and also under action adventure fantasy is my Matt Walker series. So different series will have different categories and subcategories. If you are struggling with your category research, I highly recommend the Kaylytics reports. You can see there they have lots of reports per for some of the major categories of books. You can also get their data downloads every month. And there is a free webinar that I did in April 2020. And Alex and I do that sort of every year. But it's a really interesting breakdown of the data. And you can, the link is in the notes, or you can go to thecreativepen.com/genre, G-E-N-R-E. And that will take you to the sales page with the reports on. So of course I am an affiliate of Kaylytics. I use those reports myself. I think they're brilliant. Alex is a total self-confessed data geek. He loves all this stuff. I don't particularly like it, so I much prefer buying a report when I need to. So that's just if you need the extra help. The other thing is to consider a customer avatar over time, which will help with positioning. This is something that I didn't really understand for a while, but then doing Facebook ads has actually helped me figure this out, because you can target different people. So here's an example: women over 40 who like Kindle, fantasy books and cartography or maps, or National Geographic, like my Matt Walker fantasy adventure series. Now, this is a particular customer avatar for a particular series, and you can figure out what your customer avatar is, and there are ways that you can narrow that down, particularly on Facebook. The advertising is great, and we'll come back to that in the marketing section. But I think this is probably why I like Facebook advertising the most for fiction, because it's much easier to think about the cross-genre feelings and interests that people have that might go into people liking your book. So people are picking up Map of Shadows just based on the cover. It's got the word map in, it's got a picture of a compass and a background of a globe there. So if you like that, those kind of things, if those things are catnip to you, then you are going to check out the book. So that is something I very much enjoy, and you can't do that kind of targeting on any other ad platform. So that's just a little extra tip for your positioning of your book, and this is the type of stuff I'm working on as I figure out how to target the books. So questions for you: what are the feelings, words, images, colours that associate with your author brand? This might be by author name, it might be per series. Who are your comparison authors or the comparison books? Do these differ by series? And they probably will. Are you listing aspirational authors, so traditionally published big name authors, and or indies who are doing well? It's really important to think about the indie authors who are doing well in your niche, because they will be much easier to advertise against, and also just much more granular in terms of advertising. And also, what categories and subcategories are your books in, and does this need refining, or when was the last time you looked at them? So this is something, when you've been doing it for a while like I have, you really need to go in and reinvestigate where you have put your books and decide whether or not you want to change that up. Right, I know this has been a larger chunk. There's so much to think about here, and I don't want you to get overwhelmed. I want you to just go through this once, start thinking about the questions, and then maybe just brainstorm, and then spend some time researching this. This is something, as I said, I'm still researching. But now when I do each new book, I'm going to think about this beforehand, because it would be much easier to do it beforehand than afterwards.